The decades-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict feels intractable, and now Iraq is starting to have that same quality. 3 years after the U.S. withdrawal, American fighter jets are back now, bombing targets in Iraq on a daily basis. This time, it's to help the Shiite-dominated Iraqi government fight the advancing Sunni militants known as the Islamic State, or ISIS. And that threatens to split Iraq apart along sectarian lines. But after years under the divisive former leader Nouri al-Maliki, there's a new prime minister, Haider al-Abadi, and he's trying to form a more inclusive government. Ali Kaderi helped in the formation of the last five Iraqi governments. He was a special assistant to U.S. ambassadors in Iraq from 2003 to 2010. And Kaderi recently wrote an item in the New York Times saying this is Iraq's last chance. I asked him to explain that.
Basically, the Iraqi people are getting very close to deciding that they can't live with one another. And if that occurs, if Prime Minister-designate Abadi fails to form an inclusive cabinet that can unite Iraqis, then really what we'll see is a very long, bloody partition of Iraq as the three communities go their separate ways.
Right, which isn't very clear how to keep it together. I mean, the Islamic State has all these gains in the north. There's political fighting in Baghdad. What does Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi actually need to do to prevent some all-out civil war, the country getting balkanized?
Frankly, he needs to produce a miracle because primarily of Prime Minister Maliki's misrule, but also because of 30 years of misrule by Saddam Hussein and the Ba'ath Party. What's happened is the Iraqi social fabric has basically been shredded. And the three major communities, the Sunni Arabs, the Shia Arabs, and the Kurds, have become increasingly polarized. And so the Shia Arabs have primarily become Islamists now and have for decades received hundreds of millions of dollars of support from Iranian intelligence services. And in the case of the Sunnis since 2003, many of them who were sort of allied with the Ba'ath Party have increasingly been allied with, let's say, ISIS or Al-Qaeda. And so as everybody goes to the corners and wages more and more bloodbaths against each other, essentially, that has begun a spiral downwards, and it's a spiral that's very difficult to stop.
Is Abadi a natural uniter, and is it too much of a task for one person?
It's definitely too much of a task for one person. Even if you were to drop Nelson Mandela himself into Baghdad, you know, he would not be able to do it alone. And that's why I think that the Shia Alliance's nomination of Haider al-Abadi as prime minister designate is a great first step. But he faces a Herculean task in really uniting the country, in telling his fellow Shia Islamists that they should let bygones be bygones and maybe begin to forgive some of the Ba'athist crimes against them. And then it is incumbent on the Sunnis to begin to share power with the Shia Islamists, who they distrust, particularly after a long and very violent war with Iran in the 1980s. And then it's incumbent on the Kurds in the north, who will have an entirely different language and an entirely different ethnicity from the rest of Arab Iraq, to give Iraq one last chance.
Could the Kurds just say, we don't need Baghdad?
Well, the Kurds are increasingly, since 1991 and since 2003, are increasingly saying that. And the reason why, frankly, is perfectly understandable. The Kurds say, look, you know, under both Sunni Arabs and Shia Arabs, we have been persecuted. We've faced chemical weapons attacks, you know, 200,000 people are killed in a genocide campaign under Saddam Hussein. And then now under Maliki, you know, he is refusing to grant us our portion of the nation's oil wealth, which we are entitled to under Iraq's constitution. So the question now is, will Prime Minister-designate Abadi and his new cabinet be successful in turning a page, doing business in a new way, uniting Iraqis under a nationalist banner, rather than doing what both Saddam and Maliki did, which is use the country's vast oil wealth as a weapon to abuse the country's citizens? And we'll just have to wait and see.
Ali Kaderi was special assistant to five American ambassadors in Iraq from 2003 to 2010. He spoke with us from Dubai.